Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. It is a real pleasure to have you here, and we're very excited to have a very special guest that we are continuing our series with, Agnes Chow. She is of the Empowered Heart. She's owner of the coaching business and also a not-for-profit public charity. Before launching those, she had a career in aerospace engineering. She has been recognized as a passionate person, passionate for helping people to be their best, and it's manifested in her thinking and work product. She most enjoys helping people sort of tap into their own divine intelligence in order to live their best life and create happiness from within. She is president and founder of the Empowered Heart, which is a 501c3 organization. She's also a certified instructor for the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu Women Empowered Program. She's a lifelong learner and has applied her expertise in various transformational modalities that help clients identify blockages and the most successful path forward. Her strategic mindset and out-of-the-box approaches give people an edge in facing life's challenges and discovering meaningful opportunities. She functions as a private coach to leaders, coaches, entrepreneurs, healers, and influencers, enabling them to upgrade their lives, both professionally and personally. In her nonprofit work, she provides people with strategies, tools, and techniques for physical, mental, and emotional well-being, and also provides women with tools for self-defense and growth. In all of these efforts, she aims to transform emotional intelligence from fear-based to love-based endeavors. When she left the business world, she said she was certain she was being guided on her own divine path. Now she likes to help others follow theirs. She believes we can all learn to change our thinking at any age to be more effective and to learn to breathe into our divine heart and tap into the intelligence within. Very excited to continue our series and conversation with Agnes as we welcome her today to this show for part two of our exclusive Close Up Radio series. Agnes, thank you very much for joining us here on the show. It is a pleasure to have you here. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be back.
I always love conversations like this when they're inspiring, they're empowering, and they bring positive change into people's lives. And it's something that, is near and dear to your heart. It's something that I know really speaks to the essence of who you are. I'd love to share, if we can, or have you share, because there's so many of them, stories of transformation from some of your client sessions. I know we've talked about the nuts and bolts of how you do what you do and why you do what you do, but hearing some of those case studies of success is always very connecting, relatable, and inspiring for listeners. Tell us about maybe some stories you can share of this transformation that you've witnessed, which is extraordinary.
Absolutely. I'd love to, Jim. So I have a client and a friend who was suffering through the loss of a loved one. And whenever we suffer through a loss of a loved one, there's a natural grieving and mourning period, and we have to honor that. However, at some point, it's important to move on and live our own lives. And so this client of mine was mourning the death of her son. He had died by suicide several years ago. And she felt a hole in her heart, and she didn't know what to do about it. In working with her, I had her breathe into her heart to tap into that divine intelligence within her that's connected to divine source. And in so doing, we were to help her to identify what would be the best modality in my treasure chest of tools that would help her the most. And so I was able to facilitate a Psych-K whole brain balance transformation session for her. And Psych-K, P-S-Y-C-H-K, is a spiritual process with psychological and often physical benefits. A Psych-K whole brain balance quickly helps one overcome any limiting beliefs at the subconscious level to achieve one's desired goals. And it may consist of whole brain body postures or movements to reprogram the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind is operating at 40 million bits per second, while the conscious mind is operating at 40 bits per second. And subconscious mind has been recording everything since we were in the womb. And our conditions, physical, mental, emotional, and situations are based on belief systems, mostly subconscious. So when a condition or situation manifests itself, it may be a message from the body that it's time to let something go or to move forward in one's life. And so with my client, she didn't want to have that feeling of a hole in her heart area. And so in processing her emotions and facilitating the Psych-K whole brain balance, she was able to feel that hole fill in with light. And a few weeks later, she called me up and she said she felt her life had changed for the better. She was more aware of her actions, and she was also seeing colors of trees more vividly. And she has a very powerful video testimony on my website, agneschaullc.com. That's AGNESCHAULLC.com. It's very moving in how she conveys the story herself of what she had experienced in the loss of her son and how she was able to quickly transform through a Psych-K whole brain balance. She indicated that years of talk therapy had not done anything for her, whereas in a matter of minutes with a Psych-K whole brain balance, she was able to transform and fill in that hole with light and move forward with her life.
That's incredible. That really is incredible when that happens. When you actually see that happen and it transpires before your eyes, it's just an extraordinary way, and they share that with you. You know, this transformation of these perceptions of stressful or traumatic events, oftentimes if we don't deal with transformation, we don't even acknowledge or accept the loss. We just are stuck in it. It's overwhelming. It's sad. It's, you know, frustrating that it's happened. Just it's hard to even imagine or explain. Yet all of these emotions come at us, and sometimes it keeps us stuck. But we really need to have this transformation from the depths of that moving forward in our lives, right? Because otherwise, if it festers mind, body, and spirit, it festers inside us if we don't really meet it head on and deal with it in the ways that we can, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Jim. And so a lot of times when we have physical ailments, whether it's the pain in our heart area or some other physical manifestation in our body, a lot of times what we do is we treat the symptom rather than trying to understand what the root of the problem is. And a lot of times it's a message from the psychological or emotional body saying it's time to let something go. And it has to go somewhere. And so a lot of times it manifests itself through physical symptoms, and it's telling the physical body it's time to let something go. So sometimes it's important to understand what that message is from the body, and other times it's okay to transform that perception of stressful events or traumatic events and let it go without aware of what that message is. And it's really person dependent.
Very much so. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's the loss, like you say, of a loved one, which is extraordinary. There's also childhood trauma that can fester and remain, that's unresolved, and sometimes can even be acted out in adulthood because it's what was experienced by the person as a child when there's abuse involved. Tell us about some extraordinary transformations through your client sessions that you've seen when one is dealing with childhood trauma from abuse.
Yes, absolutely. I have a few case studies from that as well. One that comes to mind right now is an individual who is in his 60s, and he was able to recall childhood abuse from the time he was 3 years old. And it was affecting him in many ways. And the challenge for him was to actually recount the story without crying. And that's, I mean, someone in their 60s, I mean, that's a long time to have to live with that pain. And so when working with him, we were able to determine that a Psych-K balance was safe and appropriate at that time. And again, within a matter of minutes, he was able to transform that traumatic event. And what happens in that whole brain balance state is one can actually clear any blockage from any hemisphere of the brain that has blocked itself from processing that trauma. And so he was able to clear that blockage and come to whole brain state. And he was able to convey to me that he was now able to share that story without feeling triggered. And then a few weeks later, he called me up and he said that he was also seeing colors more vividly in nature. He was able to hear the birds sing, and that the transformation session was not limited to that childhood trauma and processing through that. It also affected his life in other ways, in very beneficial ways.
I was going to say, isn't that incredible when that happens, when you help to sort of facilitate it? Obviously, they have to take responsibility and make it happen, but you're sort of like the conduit guiding them in that direction. It must be kind of breathtaking for you as well when you see these transformations happen.
Absolutely. I have facilitated, witnessed, and experienced significant transformations, and they are absolutely life-transforming. And I have another story to share, and in this one, it was actually pretty deep with this individual who had experienced abuse as a child and couldn't recall the scenarios and situations, however, it affected this person's relationships with others. And a lot of it had to do with a lot of blame and shame. And so this individual started having spots on her breast and felt pain in her heart. And so not only did we do a Psych-K whole brain balance, we also did Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono is the Hawaiian mantra for forgiveness. And it's really four sentences, and it's to say to someone, even just silently, telepathically, I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And most importantly, to say that to oneself and to say it to one's inner child, that I am sorry for what you had experienced. Please forgive me for not knowing what to do in that situation. And thank you for being who you are. And I love you for who you are and how brave you've been. And when this person was able to say Ho'oponopono and forgive herself and forgive some others as well who were not there to support her, she felt an immediate sigh of relief. Now, I combine that with breathing through the nose, inhaling and exhaling three times through the nose, final exhale through the mouth to release any energy that no longer serves us. And so in doing the Ho'oponopono, in facilitating the Psyche whole brain transformation and some other modalities, this person felt some relief and like a major burden lift from her, and she felt lighter.
That's extraordinary. That you actually feel, it's sort of like something is lifted, right? There's this burden, there's this weight that is lifted. It can be very breathtaking, but also liberating, huh, for the person?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. That is extraordinary. You know, also, we've been dealing, which we all know, we've been dealing with the situation with the pandemic and COVID, and that has affected people on many different levels in so many extraordinary ways, from child up to senior, and everybody's had their own perspective and their own thoughts on it and their own way of sort of dealing with it or not dealing with it or working through it, as it still sort of in its own way quietly continues. This acceleration recovery from COVID, tell us about that and some of the incredible transformations you've seen from the client sessions involving this extraordinary thing that we've all been experiencing the last 3 years or so.
Yes. So I've helped a few people accelerate their recovery from COVID. And one example that comes to mind is a friend who shared with me that he had been suffering from COVID for 2 weeks and was having some respiratory problems. And so in conversing with him and helping him breathe into his heart, we were able to determine what were the modalities from my treasure chest of tools that would help him the most. And we actually started breathing into the heart, and in so doing, he felt some calmness in his body. And then we went on to do a Psyche whole brain balance so that his subconscious mind was aligned with the goal statement of I am healthy and my body recovers itself quickly, restores its natural healthy state in as fast way as possible. And so after the Psyche balance, he felt a shift. And the shift is different for everyone. Sometimes it's a knowing, other times it's a feeling, other times it's seeing some color. And whatever it may be, the individual knows when a shift has occurred, that they're now in a whole brain state, that the subconscious mind has just been reprogrammed to align with the conscious mind's goals. And then we proceeded to do some Tong Ren tapping. And Tong Ren tapping is using an acupuncture figurine, a magnetic hammer, and tapping on the points that represent the acupressure or acupuncture points. It's been found to be more powerful than acupuncture. And I believe the reason why is because it's actually addressing issues at the psychological, mental, emotional bodies, as well as the physical body. And whenever we do this, I always like to connect with Divine Source. And I'm also a believer that when your spiritual self is engaged with the process, then any healing or restoration well-being can be accelerated. So we did the Tongren tapping for the points that are associated with viruses and COVID, and immediately the person felt some relief. And so the next day, I found out that this person was active all day, when the prior 2 weeks, they were pretty much bedridden. And so that was incredible to hear, that this helped accelerate their recovery. And I also sent this person some sound healing music as well. And I felt that was important because everything is energy and everything vibrates. And when we're not feeling well, it's important to tune into frequencies for well-being. And so in listening to sound healing music, whether it's sofacial frequencies, binaural beats, right frequencies, this helps tune the body into certain vibrational frequencies so that they start feeling better. And so with all these different modalities, this person was able to be up and about and have active life again in a short period of time.
That's truly life-changing on so many different levels for them as well. Do you have another similar story or another story within any of these areas, whether it's the loved one lost or childhood trauma or COVID that you want to share? Because I think these stories are so not only inspiring, but relatable for our audience.
Yeah, so these examples of processing trauma or accelerating one's well-being, these were done in one-on-one sessions. I like to share some group activities with my nonprofit, which are called Empowered Heart Circles. And in those sessions, I help people breathe through the heart, let go fear-based emotions, embrace love-based emotions. And we do it through chakra art, Dear Universe meditations, Qigong exercises. And so one example that comes to mind is someone who had experienced a headache for 15 days straight. And she came to the session and she conveyed what she had experienced. And so I facilitated the Tongren tapping for her, and because there were several individuals there, I said, let's all engage in this. So I had everybody literally bring their hands, the back of one hand and the palm of the other, with the intention of sending loving, healing light to this individual. And so as I was tapping the points on the acupuncture figurine for headaches, and everyone was tapping along just with their hands, this individual already felt that the headache was lighter and then informed me that the next day the headache had completely gone, disappeared. So that was amazing.
It is, huh? That is absolutely incredible. It really is. I want to make mention, too, that you have actually, a couple of websites. One is yours direct, and the other one is the Empowered Heart. Tell us about some of the resources that you offer. If somebody is listening to our show and they like what they're hearing, they're sort of on the fence about whether, you know, they should invest in themselves. I think one of the best investments you can make is in yourself. But they are like, oh, well, I don't know if this will work for me, or I'm just comfortable sort of being stuck in this situation that I'm in, I always say, again, one of the greatest investments you can make is in yourself. What would you say to somebody who's on the fence, who's thinking about having an opportunity to make contact with somebody like you and experience the benefits of working with somebody like you, but they don't feel maybe worthy, or they just don't feel like it would be something that, you know, they themselves would benefit from, which of course they clearly would.
Right, right. So I have suggestions for that. One is to visit my agneschowllc.com website and take a look at the testimonials. And there are video, audio, and written testimonials from my clients. And they span a number of different topics and conditions and situations. And someone may find some resonance with one of those stories. Also, on my services page, I describe in greater detail some of my services and the Psych-K balances. And there are links to three YouTube videos, including one by Dr. Bruce Lipton, who wrote the book, The Biology of Belief, and he's a big proponent of Psych-K whole brain balances. And so with respect to my services, through agneschowllc.com, even if I'm not the person that one of our listeners can relate to, there are a lot of other Psych-K facilitators as well. So I like to apply other modalities beyond Psych-K. And so my message to people is, it's free your mind and body by engaging your heart. And break free from the addiction to suffering. And you can contact me for Psych-K Balance to upgrade your subconscious programming. And also, I would encourage people to visit my nonprofit's website, theempoweredheart.org, for upcoming events and resources. And I've written articles about overcoming limiting beliefs, about how to transform automatic negative thoughts to automatic nurturing thoughts, about the power of choice between drama stories and empowerment stories. And I'm certain that one of those resources will relate to anyone. And then with respect to my nonprofit activities, Agnes Chow LLC, in conjunction with the Empowered Heart, I do gift transformation sessions to the Angels 14 community of veterans and allies. And I recognize that a lot of times veterans don't seek the help that they need because they don't want it in their records and they're concerned that it may affect their employment status. So the Angels 14 community is a very supportive community, and there are several coaches with different modalities. And I enjoy being part of that community, and I am gifting sessions to veterans who are part of that community as well.
That's sensational. Agnes, you really are a blessing and a joy, and you're doing work that truly reflects the essence of who you are, and we applaud you for that. And we encourage folks to make contact by going to the website opportunities that exist, and even just explore. I mean, Agnes can answer any questions that you have. She can guide you, and she loves doing the work. She's the real deal. She's affable. She's approachable. She's credible, and that's key to what you should be looking for. Agnes, thanks for joining us on the show. I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you, and looking forward to continued discussions with you about your extraordinary work with Close Up Radio as well as Close Up Television.
Thank you, Jim. I've enjoyed my discussion with you and our conversation together today and sharing these wonderful stories of transformation. So thank you very much for the opportunity.
The pleasure is all mine and all ours. Thank you very much for joining us, Agnes. And we'll chat again soon. A very special guest, Agnes Chow of the Empowered Heart. Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, stay tuned. I'll be back momentarily with another amazing guest on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.